I stayed in that bed for 3 weeks, Mark said. After, my movements were restricted to certain parts of the Abbey, but the Master and I spoke often. Finally, I agreed to stay on and took the oath.
Why would you do such a thing? Stephanie asked.
Let's be realistic, Mother. You and I had not spoken in years. Dad was gone. The Master was right. I was at a dead end. Dad searched for the Templar treasure, their archives, and for the Templars themselves. 1/3 of what he'd been looking for had just found me. I wanted to stay.
To calm her growing agitation, Stephanie allowed her attention to stray to the younger man standing behind Mark.
Your name is Jeffrey? She asked.
He nodded.
You didn't know I was Mark's mother?
I know little of other brothers. It is rule.
Jeffrey sent you a package, Dad's journal. Did you receive it?
That's why I'm here.
I had it with me the day of the avalanche. The Master kept it once I became a brother. I discovered it gone after he died.
Your Master is dead? Malone asked.
We have a new leader, Mark said, but he's a demon.
Malone described the recent events in Avignon and the man who'd confronted him and Stephanie in the Roskilde Cathedral.
That's Raymond de Roquefort, Mark said. Claridon is surely his prisoner. God help Royce.
He was terrified of the Templars, Malone said.
With de Roquefort, he has good reason.
You still haven't said why you stayed at the Abbey for the past 5 years, Stephanie said.
What I sought was there. The Master became a father to me. He was a kind, gentle man, full of compassion.
She caught the message.
Unlike me.
Now is not the time for this discussion.
And when would be a good time? I thought you were dead, Mark.
Your son was our seneschal, Jeffrey said. He and the Master ruled us well. He was a blessing to our order.
He was second in charge? Malone asked.
How'd you rise so fast? The seneschal is chosen by the Master. He alone determines who is qualified, Jeffrey said. And he chose well.
Malone smiled. You have a devoted associate.
Jeffrey is a wealth of information, though none of us is going to learn a thing from him until he's ready to tell us.
Care to explain that one? Malone asked.
Mark spoke, telling them what had happened over the past 48 hours.
The Templars, Mark said, rose from an obscure band of 9 knights to a multi-continent conglomerate. You know why?
Military prowess, I'd assume, Malone said.
Mark shook his head.
It wasn't force that gave them strength. It was knowledge.
Malone sighed.
Mark, could we skip the riddles and get to the point?
Among the Templar treasure was some proof that related to Christ on the cross,